SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
As Europe breathes a sigh of relief after President Donald Trump announced at Davos a dramatic reversal on Greenland, the U.S. president is now claiming victory. He has scrapped threatened tariffs on 8 European nations and says a new framework deal with NATO will give the U.S. sweeping military access to the Arctic region. In a Fox Business interview, Mr. Trump said the agreement would give the U.S. what he called total access to Greenland, including the ability to deploy part of his proposed multi-billion dollar missile defense system, known as the Golden Dome.
We will have everything we want. We're getting everything we want at no cost.
So the Golden Dome will be on Greenland?
A piece of it, yes. And it's a very important part because it's everything comes over Greenland. If the bad guys start shooting, it comes over Greenland. So we knock it down. It's pretty infallible. It's amazing how we have unbelievable technology. I mean, virtually 100%.
So what are we talking about? An acquisition of Greenland? Are you going to pay for it?
We're talking about it. It's really being negotiated now, the details of it. But essentially, it's total access. There's no end. There's no time limit.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte explained on Fox News his focus with President Trump was on regional security, not sovereignty.
That issue did not come up anymore in my conversations tonight with the president. He very much focused on what do we need to do to make sure that that huge Arctic region, where change is taking place at the moment, where the Chinese and Russians are more and more active, how we can protect it.
A day later in Davos, Mr. Rutte said NATO was already moving from diplomacy to military planning.
Collectively as NATO, we have to step up here, including the U.S. Now, of course, our military will start the planning, but that is something which we are good at. I mean, NATO for 76 years has done this stuff.
Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz welcomed what he called a shift in tone from the U.S. while drawing a firm line on European sovereignty.
The aim of these talks is to agree for closer cooperation amongst allies in the high north and beyond. It is good news that we are making steps into that right direction. I welcome President Trump's remarks from last night. This is the right way to go. This is the right way because any threat to acquire European territory by force would be unacceptable.
Finland's president, Alexander Stubb, praised NATO's role in easing tensions after days of sharp rhetoric.
If someone would have told me 72 hours ago that we would get a good off-ramp and a process, I would have been perhaps a little bit skeptical. But Mark Rutte and many of the allies were able to get that through.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has taken a more critical view, warning that Europe risks looking divided in the face of U.S. pressure.
Everyone turned attention to Greenland. And it's clear, most leaders simply are not sure what to do about it. And it seems like everyone is just waiting for America to cool down on this topic, hoping it will pass away. But what if will not? What then?
President Zelensky arrived in Switzerland with one clear condition: progress on U.S. security guarantees and funding for Ukraine's post-war recovery. President Trump said a deal was close as his envoys prepared to meet Russian officials in Moscow.
I meet with Ukraine, as you know, today, and with the president, and we'll be discussing it. We're meeting with President Putin today or tomorrow, and some people are going over. I think they're getting close. A lot of people are being killed. We got to get it done. If we don't get that done, it would be...
After their meeting, Mr. Zelensky described talks as productive, particularly on air defense. He later confirmed a draft agreement on U.S. security guarantees was ready, though the most sensitive issue, territory in eastern Ukraine, remains unsolved.
We speak about one issue, which is the most difficult, which did not solve. And I think that trilateral meetings maybe will show each other variants. It's all about the eastern part of our country. It's all about the land. This is the issue which did not solve yet.
In his address to the forum, the Ukrainian president returned to a familiar message. Europe must strengthen its own defenses.
Just last year, here in Davos, I ended my speech with the words, Europe needs to know how to defend itself. A year has passed and nothing has changed. We are still in a situation where I must say the same words, but why? The answer is not just about the threats that exists or may appear. Each year brings something new for Europe and for the world.
From Washington to the Arctic and from Kyiv to Davos, President Trump has reshaped the week's agenda, drawing both cautious support and sharp criticism from allies. And as negotiations continue behind closed doors, the coming days may reveal whether the deals translate into lasting security on the ground. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.